Hey there. You know how sometimes you go down like a total rabbit hole reading about
Oh,
something and you just wish someone would give you like the SparkNotes version of what's important?
absolutely.
Well,
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what we're doing today.
Love it.
With your latest deep dive request, cybersecurity.
Huge topic.
It is huge. And with Cybersecurity Awareness Month coming up,
Right around the corner.
yeah, it seems super timely.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, but before we get into all that,
Okay.
I have to share this kind of crazy thing I stumbled
What is
across
it?
in your research. So get this.
Okay.
Cybercrime damages
Yeah.
are projected to hit like a whopping
I'm scared.
$8 trillion this year.
Oh my God.
Trillion with a T.
That's wild.
It's kind of mind-blowing.
It is.
And you think about it. What's wild is this isn't some distant threat, right? It's
Exactly.
something that can impact like anyone who uses the internet.
If you're online,
Right.
you're a target. Yeah.
Exactly. Which, I mean, is kind of all of us these days,
It's true.
right?
It's true.
Yeah.
So, since we're talking about Cybersecurity Awareness Month,
Okay.
I'm guessing that's a good place to start.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it might seem like one of those things,
Right.
pops up every year.
Like, oh, yeah, it's October.
Yeah, right.
Cybersecurity.
But it's actually pretty fascinating. It started back in 2004
Oh, wow.
as a way to like get everyone thinking about online safety
Oh, so it's been around for a while.
longer than you might think.
Yeah.
And it's gone from being like a US-centric thing to a global movement.
Wow.
Because let's face it, cybercrime doesn't really respect borders
Yeah.
any more than the internet does.
That's a good point. I mean, we're all kind of interconnected digitally these days.
Exactly. And that's why they landed on this theme, Secure Our World. It's about recognizing that cybersecurity is a shared responsibility
Okay.
from, individuals like us all the way up to like global organizations. We all have a role to play.
Okay, so how do we actually secure our world? Like, what can our listeners start doing today to be safer online?
Well, luckily, the Secure Our World program like provides some pretty concrete steps anyone can take. They call them like the four pillars of online safety.
Pillars. Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
I like it.
What's the first pillar?
So the first pillar is all about multi-factor authentication,
Yeah.
or MFA, as you might have seen it online.
Okay.
Think of it like having an extra lock on your door,
Right.
right? Beyond just your password.
Okay, that makes sense. But to be honest, I always kind of speed click through those MFA prompts. Like,
Sure.
how much safer does it actually make
Oh,
things?
you'd be surprised. Yeah,
Really?
yeah. Let's say like someone gets their hands on your password,
Okay.
right? Maybe they guessed it, maybe it was part of a data breach.
Right.
Whatever the case may be, with MFA enabled, even with the correct password, they still can't get into your account because they need that second factor, right? That could be a code sent to your phone, your fingerprint, maybe even like a physical security key, like a little USB drive or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's like that extra lock on your door, even if someone manages to pick the main one.
Exactly.
Okay.
And these days, setting it up on most accounts is like ridiculously easy.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm convinced.
All right.
What about the second pillar? Give it to me.
All right. So the second pillar might seem kind of obvious,
Okay.
but it's where a lot of people trip up.
Okay.
Strong passwords and password managers.
Right, because password 123 probably isn't gonna cut it.
Probably not.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I mean, it's more common than you think.
Is it
Oh,
really?
yeah. Using the same password for everything or sticking to really simple ones, it's like leaving a welcome mat out for cybercriminals.
Yeah. One of the articles I was reading even said that weak passwords are like the number one way that people get their accounts hacked.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
that's where password managers come in.
Oh.
They're like your own personal Fort Knox for passwords.
I like it.
You only need to remember one master password to access the vault, and the password manager securely stores all your other unique and complex passwords.
Okay, so tell me more about password managers.
Sure.
Because honestly, the idea of putting all my eggs in one basket, even if it is like a digital vault, makes me a little nervous.
Sure.
How do I know they're truly secure?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It's totally understandable to be a little wary, but reputable password managers use incredibly strong encryption, meaning your data is like basically scrambled into an unreadable mess
Okay.
without the decryption key, which only you have
Right, correct.
with that master password.
Got it. Got it. And I'm guessing there are different types of password managers.
You got it. Yeah.
Right.
Some are simple password vaults, while others offer like extra features like password generation,
Ugh.
security audits to kind of check the strength of your existing passwords.
Ah, that's good.
And even secure sharing for things like family accounts or
oh, that's helpful.
Things like that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So password managers can do a lot more than I even realized.
Yeah, they're pretty powerful these days.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
On to pillar number three. What do we got?
All right. Pillar number three is all about recognizing and reporting phishing attempts.
Oh, man. Phish.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's gotten that email.
Right.
That looks like it's from their bank, but is very clearly a scam, right?
You're right. It's a classic for a reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're getting more and more sophisticated.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. We're talking emails that look nearly identical to the real deal, texts urging you to claim a prize, even fake social media posts.
Oh, wow.
It's all about tricking you into giving up personal information or downloading something nasty.
So how do we spot these things? What are the red flags?
One of your articles had a great list, actually.
Oh, okay. All right, lay it on me.
First up, look for any typos or grammatical errors.
Oh.
Those are often giveaways that it's not a legit message.
Yeah, I feel like I see that all the time.
It's a big one. Another thing is to hover over any links before you click them.
Okay.
Don't just click directly from the email or the message, but actually see if the URL matches what's displayed.
Right.
And if it actually leads to the site that it claims to be from.
Okay.
If something seems off,
hmm.
even a little bit, don't risk it.
Don't click it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, if you do spot something suspicious,
right.
report it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, most email providers have like a report spam or report phishing option.
Okay.
And if you're not sure, you can always reach out to the company or organization directly.
Right.
But like through their official website or contact info. Not anything from like the suspicious message.
Got it. Got it. Solid advice.
Thanks.
Okay, bring on the fourth and final pillar.
All right, this one sounds simple, but it's crucial.
Okay.
Keep your software updated.
Oh, you mean like actually paying attention to those update notifications?
Yes.
That pop up all the time. Guilty as charged.
We've all been there.
I usually just dismiss them.
It's so easy to do. But
yeah.
Here's the thing. Those updates often contain security patches.
Okay.
That fix vulnerabilities that, you know, hackers could exploit.
So it's kind of like locking your doors even if you think your neighborhood is safe.
Exactly. And yeah. Honestly, most devices and software these days let you set those updates to automatic.
They do, yeah.
Which is a game changer.
It is, it is.
You literally don't have to do anything.
Right, that's the dream.
Yeah.
You've convinced me, no more ignoring those update reminders.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. So those are the four pillars, right? We've got multi-factor authentication,
yep.
strong passwords with a password manager,
Solid.
Being wary of phishing attempts, and keeping our software updated.
You got it. Simple things, but they make a world of difference.
They really do. But what about when you need to go beyond these basics? Like maybe you're a business owner or you just want that extra layer of protection.
Sure.
That's where I think our research on Technigene comes in. Am I right?
You're on the right track.
Okay.
Now, it's important to remember that we're not endorsing any specific company here.
Of course.
Right. Just kind of exploring the options.
Of course. Of course. Just laying out the information for our listeners.
Right. Exactly. So, what's interesting about Technigene is that they offer a whole range of cybersecurity solutions.
Okay.
We're talking everything from conducting audits to identify vulnerabilities to actually helping you respond if you've been targeted in an attack.
Oh, wow. So they're like cybersecurity detectives. That's kind of cool.
It is. It is. And they even provide ongoing monitoring.
Okay.
Which is, you know,
Right.
particularly helpful in like our constantly evolving digital landscape, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Especially since, as we've been discussing, like cyber threats are constantly changing. You really have to stay ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's a digital arms race in a way.
It is.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
something else I found fascinating was how Edwards Air Force Base is actually a champion of Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
It's very fitting when you think about it.
It is.
And it really underscores the fact that cybersecurity isn't just about protecting our personal devices and data.
Right.
It has implications for like national security as well.
Right. Like a single vulnerability could potentially have like ripple effects on a much larger scale.
You hit the nail on the head.
Right.
Think about how interconnected everything is these days, from, you know, our personal devices to critical infrastructure and, you know.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
But important nonetheless.
Sure.
Okay, so we've talked about the four pillars of cybersecurity. Mm. Touched on Technigene as a potential resource for those looking for like more advanced support,
yep.
and even considered the national security implications.
It's a lot.
That's a lot to unpack.
It is. But hopefully it's given our listeners like a solid foundation. And, you know, remember, cybersecurity is a journey, not a destination. It really is.
It's something we need to be mindful of every time we go online.
Yeah, it really is. It's like the internet's not just this like abstract thing anymore.
Yeah.
It's where we bank, socialize,
yeah.
even control our thermostats, you know.
It's true. The lines between the physical and digital are blurrier than ever.
Right.
And with that comes a whole new level of like shared responsibility when it comes to cybersecurity.
Shared responsibility.
Yeah.
That makes me think about something we found in the research.
Okay.
About how even national defense is increasingly reliant on strong cybersecurity.
Absolutely. We came across that interesting piece about Edwards Air Force Base being a champion of Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Right.
Yeah.
And it makes total sense when you think about it.
Right.
But it's not something that, like, immediately comes to mind.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But it highlights how interconnected everything is, right?
Yeah.
A single vulnerability in a piece of software.
Right.
Even in a system that seems, like, completely unrelated to national security.
Could potentially be exploited to, you know, create a domino effect with much larger consequences.
Yeah, it's kind of wild when you think about it that way. It's
yeah.
not just about protecting our own little digital islands anymore.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about individual actions.
Right.
But what happens when you need, like, more specialized support?
Right.
That's where I think the research you've done on companies like Technegian mm-hmm. becomes really interesting.
Totally. Okay, so for our listeners who might not be familiar,
sure.
Technegian is a company that provides a whole suite of cybersecurity services.
Right.
And they're not the only ones out there, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But what caught my eye about them is how they seem to offer everything from like
right.
those initial vulnerability assessments to incident response. It's
yeah.
like they've got your back whether you're just trying to be proactive or you're already dealing with a full-blown cyber attack.
Yeah, they even offer like ongoing security monitoring, which, let's be real,
right.
most individuals and even businesses probably don't have the resources or the expertise
right.
to do effectively in-house.
It's a lot.
And considering how quickly the landscape shifts, having that constant vigilance can be invaluable.
It is. It's like having a dedicated cybersecurity team on call 24/7.
Exactly.
So we've talked about individual responsibility, the broader implications, even some of the expert help that's out there.
Right.
It seems like we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But if we had to distill it all down, like, what are the most important things for our listeners to remember?
I think the four pillars we discussed earlier are an excellent starting point.
Okay.
If everyone, you know, took those to heart.
Right.
Enabling multi-factor authentication wherever possible.
Right.
Using strong, unique passwords with the help of a password manager.
Yes.
Being vigilant against phishing attempts.
Yes.
And keeping their software updated. Mm. It would significantly bolster the cybersecurity landscape as a whole.
Yeah. Those really are like actionable steps that anyone can take right now.
Exactly. They don't require you to be a tech whiz or like spend hours configuring complicated settings.
Right.
It's about building those like smart digital habits
right
that become second nature.
Okay, so we've covered the like practical steps.
Yeah.
But I think it's also important to remember the why behind all of this, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just about like memorizing a list of rules.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the impact our actions
right.
or inaction can have.
Totally.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Cybersecurity isn't just about protecting data.
Right.
It's about protecting people.
Yeah.
It's about preserving our privacy, our security, even our sense of safety in a world that's, you know, increasingly interconnected.
It can feel overwhelming.
Sure.
But I think knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely.
The more we understand about the threats and how to, like, mitigate them,
right.
the better equipped we are to navigate the digital world safely and confidently.
I completely agree. And the good news is resources like the ones you brought to this deep dive are out there, you know?
They are out there.
Taking the time to educate ourselves is half the battle.
It really is. So as we're like wrapping things up.
Okay.
What's the one thing you want our listener to walk away from this deep dive really thinking about?
Oh.
What's that like final thought-provoking nugget?
That's a great question. I think the most important takeaway is that cybersecurity is not a destination. It's an ongoing journey.
Oh, I like that.
It's something we need to be mindful of every time we log on.
Right.
Every time we share information.
Right.
Every time we interact with the digital world. Right. the threats are constantly evolving.
Right.
So our awareness and our defenses need to evolve along with them.
It's so true. It's not a set it and forget it kind of
thing. Exactly. Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
It's like a, you know, it's like a garden. Right?
Yeah.
You got to tend to it. You got to make sure.
Right. You got to keep watering it.
You got to keep watering it. You got to
pull the weeds.
You got to pull the weeds. Exactly.
Right. Cybersecurity.
There you go.
All right. Well, on that note.
Okay.
I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into cybersecurity.
Indeed.
It's been great, as always, chatting with you about this.
Likewise. It's always a pleasure.
And to our amazing listener out there, as always, thank you so much for joining us on this journey into cybersecurity. We hope you learned a lot. And
stay curious.
Stay curious.
And stay safe.
Stay safe out there.